The Gentle Giant from Africa, page 35.
All over the world, people find giraffes amazing. The giraffe is the tallest animal in the world. Its legs and tail are taller than most people. Its tongue is very long, 18 inches. The front part of its tongue is an unusual color, black. Unlike most other large animals, giraffes do not threaten people. Yet to many scientists, the most amazing thing about this gentle giant is something that we cannot see. Its heart. To understand how amazing the giraffe's heart is, put your head lower than your heart. Keep it there for a few minutes. Then lift your head up very quickly. Do you feel dizzy? This is the effect of a change in blood pressure. The heart has to quickly pump blood to your brain to stop you from feeling dizzy or from fainting. When a giraffe lifts its head up from the ground, it has to lift its 550-pound neck, 249 kilograms, more than 15 feet, 4.6 meters in the air. How can it do this without fainting? The giraffe's heart is extremely large. It is almost 2 feet long, 0.6 meter, and weighs about 24 pounds, 10.9 kilograms. It can pump 16 gallons, 60.5 liters of blood, in a minute. The large artery that carries blood from the heart up the long neck of the giraffe is also unusual because it has a muscle in it. This muscle assists in maintaining the giraffe's blood pressure. In 1988, a writer, Michael Allen, read a short note in a magazine about the first giraffe to come to France. He knew that giraffes were native only to Africa, so he wanted to know more about this giraffe. Where did it come from, and why? He spent 10 years trying to find out, and then he wrote a book about it. Allen learned that the giraffe arrived in Marseille, a city in the south of France, in 1826. It was a gift to the King of France, Charles X. Then Allen went to Ethiopia in East Africa, where the giraffe was born. He traveled to Egypt on the Nile River. This was the same way the giraffe came to Egypt. In Egypt, he discovered the reason for the gift. Muhammad Ali, an important Egyptian leader, did not want the French to enter a war. He decided that a very special gift would help, so he sent the giraffe to King Charles X. It was difficult to transport a giraffe in 1826. It traveled from Egypt to France on a ship. The giraffe was so tall that it couldn't fit in the lower deck of the ship. This was quite a problem, until someone decided to cut a hole in the top deck of the ship. The giraffe's legs were below, and its long neck came up through the hole. No one knew how to get such a large animal from Marseille to Paris. Therefore, the giraffe had to walk the 550 miles, 885 kilometers. All along the way, people came to watch the gentle giant walk past. 6 weeks after it left Marseille, the giraffe finally arrived in Paris, where 100,000 people came to see this amazing creature. Today, we still look at the giraffe in amazement. There is no other animal like it on Earth.